It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
That's right. And I've got the best prize of the week right now in front of me.
What's that?
The premium chef's cutting board from Builder Supply Outlet from the Edge. Their kitchen and bath showroom that is state-of-the-art. It's a $100 value, and it is worth every penny of the $100, but it's free right now to the 19th caller at 312-981-7200. Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview, the Edge, their kitchen and bath showroom, now also open in Orland Park. All right, checking in at
number five.
Wow, a bunch of videos posted to social media capturing the moment that a commercial blimp went down in Wisconsin during the U.S. Open right outside Erin Hills, which is west of Milwaukee. Spectators described the pilot parachuting out of the deflated, tattering aircraft, which appeared to have caught fire.
They just parachuted out. Do you see them?
They just parachuted out.
Oh, my God.
Limbs down.
Oh, my God.
Gee.
That's a bad day at work right there for the pilot. Things catching fire. Getting out of a blimp that's caught fire. I cannot imagine that being a good situation.
No. And a pilot was burned. Seriously. Very serious.
Expected to be okay, though, they said.
Expected to be okay.
Yeah, expected to be okay, but he did suffer
some. Imagine if he was over, like, the fourth fairway or something. We could have a major delay in this tournament.
Oh, right, Kevin. That would be the biggest problem.
Yeah. We screwed up everything. We'd had a Monday finish. Everybody's at work. I'm trying to finish this thing on Father's Day. But I hope he's okay.
Yeah. And separately. Maybe more importantly.
In other news, the pilot is expected to survive. Well, it's something, but parachuting out of a also parachuting out at that particular altitude, that's a tricky business right there because he had that parachute open.
He wasn't that high.
Yeah. And active. Activated, so.
You know, there are people on the ground saying that the blimp wasn't looking good for, you know, minutes before, and then all of a sudden the black smoke, and as you can tell,
that'll do it.
People were horrified.
Black smoke coming out of the blimp. Last time we saw that was the Hindenburg, and that didn't end well for that either, as I recall.
Never a good sign.
Wow.
Well, we hope he's okay.
All right. So, and it's exciting. But maybe now it's funny because is Ricky Fowler wearing burnt orange today? As he often does.
I think he saves that for Sunday.
Is that his thing?
Yes.
Because he's an Oklahoma State guy, right?
Exactly. So I believe he'll wear that on his Sunday. I think he was just wearing a little blue and white action today.
All right. I love Ricky Fowler. I was surprised that he's never won a major, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah. It seems like he's been around forever. I mean, he's only 28 though.
Oh.
I liked him going into this tournament and. The conditions were scoring conditions today. It's supposed to be some rain in the forecast for the next couple of days, though, up at Erin Hills. So we'll see.
Didn't he win the Western, though?
Well, he won the Players, was 2 years ago, which is sort of the unofficial fifth major.
It's a minor major.
Exactly. Right. It's just under the four majors.
All right. May I now move on
Continue?
To the next one? Yes.
Sure.
Because for some reason, I just don't feel good about what we just did. just barely survived a terrible incident, and we're worried about what color of shirt
you're talking
Ricky
about.
Fowler is golfers, but that's how golfers go.
Outfits.
It was like they go, John died of a heart attack last night. Really? He was on the golf course. Well, what was he shooting right before?
Oh God,
he was having a great round.
That's wrong. That's just
his
wrong.
T-shot
that's the kind
six.
Of thing.
Is that what happens on the golf course?
Oh,
I was wondering.
It's really, it's men at their very worst.
Mm-hmm. I've heard
Pretty
that.
Yes. That is very true. All right, checking in at
number four.
Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. This is great. And we're talking about this as a leaked audio tape. This is not a leaked audio tape. He was speaking at a fairly significant function with hundreds, if not a thousand, people in attendance.
Lots of cell phones there, so you can't be that surprised.
Not
that
really
is
leaked,
out.
But this is so he was there at this. It was kind of a fundraiser rally kind of a deal, but appeared to be like a dinner event, right? So he's up on the stage, and he. He was the midwinter ball, as they call it, because it's winter down there.
Yeah.
It's actually the beginning of winter down there. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. The midwinter ball. Turnbull decided to joke about his own performance at the polls. Listen to this.
That Donald and I, we are winning and winning in the polls. We are winning so much. We are winning like we have never won before. We are winning in the polls. We are. Not the fake polls. Not the fake polls. They're the ones we're not winning in. We're winning in the real polls. You know, the online polls. They are so easy to win. Did you know that? I know that. Did you know that? I know that. They are so easy to win. I have this Russian guy. Believe me, it's true. It is true.
Wow.
Major diplomatic crisis moment for Australia, though. Now they're all kind of scurrying to respond to it and saying, well, look, this is our equivalent of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We, you know, we poke fun at everyone, all in good humor.
Yes. It's both embarrassing and relieving to me simultaneously that the world is seeing this for what it really is, which is, he is an outlier. He is a political outlier, the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And they get that I'm glad some people can laugh at this. I'm glad Australia, who's a very, very, very important ally. Australia, you know, you got to think about the most important allies, the United States. And it's in no particular order here. It's the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. For one, not only because there's a ton of trade and common language and all that, but we share a very important intelligence alliance, mm-hmm. those four nations.
And remember that phone call that supposedly the president hung up on Turnbull over the discussion of refugee policy, and then that prime minister came forward and said, no, it was all it was a good talk. And
right.
He just sort of seemed to cover for
yeah.
it all.
But the fact is that everybody overseas, they get it too. It's an important thing to note. That the president, they laughing at the president overseas. That's the one thing the president hates. You know, they're laughing at us. They were laughing at us. Well, no, they're laughing at you. That's what they're doing. Because you do talk like that. Like when you win an online poll, you make a big deal over it. Because an online poll is very easy to win. Especially if you know a guy, you got a guy who's got bots. You can win an online poll.
It's true.
And he does have a guy, apparently, who's got his got a pretty good internet operation.
Got to have a guy. Yeah. People in Chicago are familiar with having a
yeah.
got a guy.
Trump's got a guy. And as the Australian Prime Minister said, he's got a guy in Russia.
Wonder who that could be.
He's coming up
he's
in
coming
the
top
up, five.
Yeah. So you should ask.
Stay tuned for it. All right, we continue on here with the top five, checking in at
number three.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Sanford. Remember him? He was once governor of South Carolina and went on the Appalachian Trail.
He was missing for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of off the grid.
Turned out he was with his girlfriend in South America. Anyway, he was on an MSNBC this morning and said that President Trump was partially to blame for some of the hostility in the country. Now, this is a Republican saying this, that led to the shooting of all of those people yesterday in the ball field.
History is a great teacher if we look back and actually examine it. If we examine what, you know, Mika was talking just a moment ago, I would argue that the president has unleashed is partially, again, not in any way totally, but partially to blame for demons that have been unleashed, whether it's what I saw at a senior center back home and people saying F you and F you and F you to each other at a senior center, a retirement center, where they're going to see each other playing croquet the next day.
Mm. Yeah. The congressman says he believes many on Capitol Hill agreed, and we're taking this time for some soul searching.
The fact that, you know, you've got the top guy saying, well, I wish I could hit you in the face, and if not, why don't you, and I'll pay your legal fees, that's bizarre. We ought to call it as such. And what I've said, you know, back home, when some of these people have been, frankly, weird and different in a town hall meeting, I said, what is going on? And they'll say, look, if the guy at the top can say anything to anybody at any time, why can't I?
No question. The harsh rhetoric comes from both sides. It's just now we're at this hugely polarizing time where people do feel like it's okay just to say anything
right.
to anybody.
We've
all seen examples of that in our own lives.
And it's really, I mean, I would like to blame everything. And everybody wants to blame everything on a certain individual or movement, but it really isn't. It's much more of a sign of the times. It's how we communicate. Everybody now has a way to broadcast their opinions using social media. Mm-hmm. And they feel emboldened to now, everybody, you know, feels like they can say whatever it is that they want because they can find enough people that agree with them. Before, they were all isolated and thinking, well, I don't know if anybody really agrees with what I have to say.
Or if
and
you said it, everyone would back off if it was like a crazy out there sort of notion.
But now you just put it out there on Facebook and there's other people like you and you're like, yeah, see? And we're tribalizing, and that is really the problem. And I think that Donald Trump's behavior is much more a symptom of the problem as opposed to the cause.
Number two.
Hillary Clinton, she's really got to retire now. Really got to retire. Last night, she appeared by video at the Women in Film event in Los Angeles, the Lucy Awards, in support of her friend and supporter, Elizabeth Banks.
Now, I haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. But I'm going to, in part because it's directed by the fabulous Patty Jenkins. But something tells me that a movie about a strong, powerful woman fighting to save the world from a massive international disaster is right up my alley.
She's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, she's comparing herself to Wonder Woman. Okay, again, retire. It's not helping. You're not helping anybody.
Oh, no, no, anything. I love it. Come on.
She's still an inspiring person to women, and that's what she wants to be. She wants to say, look, I didn't get where I wanted to be, but another woman will. And she's making that statement, I think, is inspiring to young women who want to go into politics.
Hear, hear, Anna.
However,
there, Ro.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just say this.
She doesn't look as good in the outfit.
I just think that
she should never put that outfit on. Never, ever, ever.
Say, look at you turning.
No.
Oh, my God.
Nobody should. Only
Very
Wonder
few.
Woman. She should stick to her power suits because they suit her. Get it?
I get it. Okay.
And again, look at why doesn't Trump let it go? Once he stops talking about her, then she can go.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know what? But that's the point. Is that as long as she's not in the public light, the more he talks about her, the more ridiculous he becomes. But
what a vicious circle.
Yes, it is not good. Finally.
Number one.
Vladimir Putin took to the airwaves in Russia today for his annual question and answer on state TV, which always is if you ask the wrong question. Ow. He was asked about James Comey and poked fun at the tension between Comey and the president.
When the head of a security service records his conversations with the commander-in-chief and then leaks it to the press through his friend, how's the FBI director then any different from Mr. Snowden? In that case, he's not the head of a security service anymore, but a human rights activist defending a certain position. By the way, if he feels he's being persecuted over this, we'll be ready to grant him political asylum in Russia as well. He should know that.
Oh, gosh. It's almost funny, but it's also...
Do you get the idea he doesn't sound as good as his translator?
I get the idea that he's kind of like, listen, do you want... We will take him for political asylum if he likes.
That I can understand if he was speaking like that.
To get away from guy I had elected, yes. Oh, my God. Putin has got to be like, I can't believe how well this worked. You know, they're like they're sitting around in the cave. Look at that. I can't believe this worked. Can you believe we got away with this?
Drinking their vodka and congratulating themselves.
All right. I think it is time now to close this thing up, shall we?
The top five at five.